Wachusett Mountain in the central Mass town of Princeton is known for skiing, but last weekend it was in the spotlight for luge, the ice sledding event usually seen every 4 years in the Olympics. Some young participants were there to earn invitations for further training and maybe an eventual tryout for an Olympic team. WBUR's Shira Springer was also there.
Braving the region's first nor'easter, curious thrill seekers, including some wannabe Olympians, gather near the base lodge.
We're timing every run that you take today. So if you want to know what your time was while you're practicing, you look over your right shoulder, and we're timing you to the 1/100th of a second.
That's Patrick Del Rosario, DJ for today's event. In the luge world, a few milliseconds could be the difference between taking home gold and not making the podium.
7.48! Fantastic time, Kathy!
At 57, Kathy Button of Charlemont is there to have a good time, not anything more.
I love it. It's fast, it's fun. You know, I love watching the Olympics, I love competition, and I like speed, and I love the snow, so what a great combination.
But 10-year-old William Watson of Peabody has Olympic-sized ambitions.
I've seen it on the Olympics, and it just seems crazy cool going down at that speed. I love going at high speeds from high places.
He took more than 30 runs and still couldn't get enough. It's all part of the USA Luge Challenge. The goal? Bring luge to the people and get them to try it, and see whether any young kids show Olympic potential. Considering there's 3 luge tracks in the U.S., the nearest in Lake Placid, USA Luge depends on scouting events like these. At Mount Wachusett, enthusiastic kids with natural talent could earn invitations to Lake Placid. Once there, they'd go through a luge training camp and more formal tryouts.
Well, this isn't our primary recruiting program. It has produced a lot of great athletes for us, including 2014 Olympian and World Cup gold medalist Summer Britcher.
That's Gordy Scheer. He's a 3-time U.S. Olympian who won silver at the 1998 Nagano Games. Now he's marketing director for USA Luge. At Mount Wachusett, he's in scout mode, hoping to find future medalists.
What we're looking for in a kid is really someone who will listen, someone who's enthusiastic, and someone who has just general athleticism. It's also nice because at events like this, we get a chance to look at the parents and get a sense of how big the kid may get later in life.
And, in the process, try to predict how fast he or she might become. After all, luge is promoted as the fastest sport on ice. In international competitions, athletes slide down curved tracks on sleds with steel runners, and they can reach speeds of 90 miles per hour. Locally, during the luge challenge, kids and adults use plastic sleds on a moderately steep ski slope. The run is roughly 50 yards long, and speeds don't climb much above 25 miles per hour. Still, the plastic sleds are steered like the real ones, and the setup offers a rough approximation of what the Olympic version feels like.
Sit down on the sled, hop right up to the front, scoot up as much as you possibly can.
The whole luge experience starts with instructions from 2014 Olympian Aiden Kelly.
And the most important thing about the steering is it's completely backwards. So if you want to go to the left, you're going to lean to the right. And if you want to go to the right, you're going to lean to the left.
Kelly first tried the sport at a recruiting event similar to what Mount Wachusett hosted, except that it took place on pavement with sleds mounted on wheels.
I think a lot of people, if not most, know what luge is, but they don't really understand why it's so exciting or really why they'd watch it, because to any normal person, it doesn't look like we're doing much on the sled, but once you actually get on one, you realize that there's a lot more work involved.
Here comes Green, 3.97.
Every run is timed, and the fastest sliders compete for prizes at the end of the day.
7.24!
The event drew nearly 200 people over 2 days, but only 8 kids, all between 10 and 13 years old, got the luge version of a golden ticket. And William Watson was one of the lucky few. William's father, Richard Watson, was excited, not worried, about his son's new passion.
I'm proud of him. I'm not sure what the progression is, but I assume that 90 miles an hour is a long way off when you're 10. But in general, he likes going fast, and we support him in doing stuff that he likes to do.
And when William heard about his Lake Placid invitation, it was one more thrill in a day full of them.
What I said was more like, yeah, cool, but what I thought was more, yippee!
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.